Hello everyone, right now I'm at Jalan Kukup or York Hill. Anyway, today I want to share with you something in this estate. I believe a lot of you, when you watch online content, you'll hear about whether is it property agent, think about $1 million HDB flats, $1 million condominium, and $1 million GCB. But somehow, we just wonder whether the majority of Singaporeans can afford them. I mean, there is definitely a segment of Singaporeans, I would say the bottom 20%, can't even afford their own HDB flats. And today's content, I want to talk about their life. Where are they staying? What kind of environment are they staying? And some of them, very interestingly, are staying at the heart of the city center, which is at York Hill. So let me share with you some brief history about this place. York Hill was the redevelopment of this area by HDB. That was after the post-independence of Singapore. There was a lot of urban issues in the city area, sanitation issue, congestion, overcrowding. So after the post-independence, the government of that day decided to relocate a lot of lower middle income Singaporeans to public flats. And that's why York Hill was selected by the government back then, because it's one of the two hills in the city area, the other one being Pearl Hill. So York Hill was chosen, and HDB has housed many Singaporeans in this location. Over here, there's more than a dozen HDB flats, comprised mainly rental flats, as well as two rooms and three room HDB flats that is available for sale in the resale market. So having said that, let me bring you around. So right now I'm at the York Hill Hawker Center. So today is a Sunday, many stores are closed. As I mentioned earlier, this is one of the stores that sell very affordable Muslim food. I mean, I really have to respect them, you know. Okay, so there's $2.50 shop. I mean, they have did a very big, help to the community, especially when a lot of the owners here or the tenants here are living on government payout. So here, let me share with you more about York Hill itself. I'm at the hawker center here, so you can see there's a very big open air car park. Okay, so there's a lot of rented flats here. There are also some shops, you know, some shop that sell the daily necessity. Okay, so if you're driving in, you have to drive towards the Outram area before entering the CDE, turn left. So this is the area. Okay, so right here, there's also a mini mart that serves the community here. Okay, let me walk up. Okay, and let me take the lift up to show you one of the typical blocks. So right now I'm at one of the blocks here. So you can see from afar, right behind me is the River Valley area. I think it's the Zion Road area. So to this side is the rental flats already. Okay, so you can see the York Hill rental flats. Let me turn my camera around and let me share with you how does it look like inside one of the rental blocks. So you can see, so this is how it look like. Units by units, facing one another. With a long, narrow corridor. Okay, so you can see it's pretty dark. Usually they come without any bedrooms. They usually live in on a open concept kind of kitchen living, as well as a living area. So this is the rubbish chute. There's two rubbish chute. The rubbish chute is outside. This kind of practice has already been adopted by HDB long ago. So this is the view of the York Hill. Very nice views. This is the Outram CTE, and this is the Sea Scare Hotel. And right over there, I think there is some condominiums by CDL. So Pearl Bank is over the other side. Okay, can see Pearl Bank. And so this is the overview of the estate. Okay. Okay, right now I'm at the other side. Okay, there's a lot of slope here because it's on elevated ground. So you need to take the lift up and down to the other corner. So having said that, it's not easy to be brought up in this area, to be very frank. I know where they come from. It's not easy. And I can only say that although I don't have the numbers, but I can only say that the odds of having a breakthrough in life is extremely challenging in this area, because who you know, your neighbors, the friends you mix with will have an impact to your life. So you can see, I can see one Xiao Mei Mei studying at one of the void deck there. I mean, 勇气可嘉, it's not easy to be brought up in this environment. For those that live in the three-room flat, rental flats, or two-room flat, you will know where I come from. I mean, words cannot describe how they live and the kind of lifestyle they live and the challenges they face every day. That's why whenever I'm here, I feel very blessed that at least I was brought up in a three-room flat in Bedok, not in the rental flat. But fortunately, I would say that the government has a lot of subsidies, a lot of grants, a lot of support to help such family make it through in life. There's also, if you are living in rental flats, there's also this, I think it's called the First Step Grant or something like that, provided by HDB to uplift families who live in rental flats to buy their own flat. I know of this scheme because one of my buyer who happened to buy one of my flats that I market last year in Toa Payoh, she apparently come from a rented flat background, very poor family, but because of this government step up scheme, they're able to own a HDB flat of her own. So you can see there's even a playground here. I doubt any one of you has come here before. So I think there's one school here. I'm not sure what's the name of this secondary school. So let me share with you the communal facilities at the other side. So having said that, this is the multi-storey car park. So for those who come to the CBD and want to save on car park, you can always come here. The parking rate is the standard HDB car park rate. It's not very expensive as compared to the city area. But obviously you need to walk a fair bit lah, or walk very far in fact, the city area. So this is the communal area. You have the playground here. You have a pavilion. You have some basketball court. And over this side, I think there are mainly three-room flats available for sale in the resale market. I think last done, I think it's around 400,000 if I'm not wrong. I have left the price inside this video, so you can see. So having said that, I've come to the end of my video. I just want to showcase the life of Singaporeans who are living in the bottom 20%. What kind of environment are they living in? What kind of houses are they living in? You know, I would say that this is the group of Singaporeans that their voices are almost unheard of. Nobody want to talk about them, and most of the time their voices are not being heard. So that's why using this channel, using my video as a medium, at least I can showcase to fellow Singaporeans, you know, how the poor in Singapore, or put it very bluntly, they are the bottom 20% of Singaporeans. So I do not want to sugarcoat it with nice fanciful terms, but the hard truth is those people staying here are the bottom 20%. So the $1 million question, if you watched some of my earliest video on Sir, I mentioned that this place, there is a potential for Sir or selective en bloc redevelopment scheme. But after Minister of National Development has mentioned early part of this year that the government will promote more verse, and they never say anything about Sir, so I do not want to say anything that is not true. But the government will go about VER in 2030. They will come up with policy to rejuvenate housing estate in Singapore. So you can see all these are, I think, are rental flats. Block 12. So there's even a playground here and some commercial shops. On top is living quarters. So I think most of these shops are directly owned from HDB. So if you are keen to run a business, you can always come here and approach HDB. But basically, there's not many human traffic in this area. But it's good that I can at least can document it, you know, because you know, you never know one fine day, you know, this place will be gazetted for sale or ver, and the government decided to tear it down. At least I have this video to showcase to you how this housing estate look like. So I hope that this video has served its purpose to share with fellow Singaporeans that there is a underclass in Singapore. There are Singaporeans who are living in the bottom 20 to 30%. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for watching.